November 17, Isaiah 10. Jesus says, "You make yourselves instruments of Satan by performing works of iniquity. Greater humble, you are no different than acting. You are overbearing and thieving. The great, with great overbearance and thievery. The small, with overbearance and thievery which are always greater than their condition would lead one to believe could be possible, and they are still not content, and long to be something more to oppress and rob more. There is no social group immune from sin. And those among you who are honest, because of the moral law or wholly out of love for God are your greatest victims, for overthrowers as you are of the law of love, you repay with hatred whoever gives you love and goodness. You are wicked to the good and torturers of those who, in the name of their God, do not pay you back evil for evil. But even if it doesn't seem so to you, don't think you will remain unpunished. The throng see the punishment of the great, and that of the small escapes them, for the great who fall make a loud noise, and the small, on the other hand, go unobserved among the many cases in the world. But, beginning in this life, you do not remain unpunished. The rest will come later in the other life, where, for the hard-hearted there will be no mercy. But you that are now great, what will you do when, as proportion to your wrongdoing, the wrath of God, and of the oppressed rises up against you? Don't you feel it hanging over you already, and building up like a cloud laden with thunderbolts, and a flood overflowing the dikes? And when the cloud opens and the wave overflows, where will you go, you that have spread hatred, pain, and injustice along your path, mad and demoniacal sowers, usurpers of the bread of others, and destroyers of the good of others? You didn't think, did you, while you had time at your service, of making unjust wealth a refuge for yourselves before the hearts of men and of God? How much good you could have done, being able to live blessedly, and pass blessedly into the life of true glory. And how will you, without faith and love, be able to live when you are brought low as you have brought others low? You make yourselves the instruments of Satan. But I, more powerful than Satan, when I judge it to be the time for a new flood, take you and use you against each other. Nations against nations, and, on the small scale, relatives, or friends against relatives or friends, to make man the punishment of man, punishing man's sins by way of man, his fellow. Do you oppress? And I allow others to oppress you. Do you rob a country? And I permit others to rob your country. Isaiah rightly says, the stick and rod of the wrath of God. This is what you are with each other when you overstep the bounds. It would thus be good for those for whom struggle is propitious and victory a friend, not to regard themselves as eternally favored by God, and much less to consider themselves so perfect as to deserve all human success from God. No. If those who triumph use their triumph badly, I will strike them, and cast them down into the dust. I am the King and the Lord, and no one is greater. I am the Just One, and show no partiality. My gaze sees all in the same light. The stock from which you come is the same, as are your obligations towards God, your Creator, and His thought is the same regarding all of you. The most civilized among you are for me like the least civilized, like the savages ignorant of everything but their virgin forest. The examiner as I am of the truth of your thoughts, and the innocence of your feelings, I so often look with love at the savages prostrating themselves in adoration of the form which for them is God, and for the sake of that form they become good, and I turn my gaze with disdain from the civilized who deny God, known to them, with blasphemous words, negating thought, and accursed works. When the hour of punishment is over, I say my enough and gather together the multitudes stricken and dispersed, and give them peace and bread, for I am a father, do not forget this, and, if you weren't drunk with blood, or intoxicated with the desire to drink it, I would always give you peace and bread. The more numerous the just of God are overwhelmed in the common punishment not for their punishment, but for your redemption, amidst the crowds of madmen, the more quickly and abundantly and securely I give bread and peace. For good, in order to flourish, always needs the tears of saints and the holocausts of redeemers. Oh, blessed are these Christs whom you do not know, but whom my heart gathers like gems into a coffer. Oh, blessed are these angels who, in the midst of the chorus of curses and obscenities in which you perish, are able to sing the Gloria and the Sanctus to their God. Purifying this earth of the miasmas which your sins create, they live burning like thuribles and offer God the most sacred fire, that of love. For their sake I will again work the miracle of forgiveness, the miracle of gathering together the remnants of my people and making them understand that only in God is their salvation. The others, those who do not want to be my people and remember that I do not measure with your measure, will continue to follow the banner of their King. The world is not to die without Christ's army being gathered together under his command. Dispersed, stricken, knocked down, and rendered like sand which the wind scatters over the shores of the sea, you will hear the command, and come to me, for a time will come when I will be the king of these poor kingdoms without a crown, and of these subjects without a king. I already see the spirits of that time turning to the call and coming, to fight against all the obstacles sown by centuries of error, coming towards the light, and towards the truth. I say spirits, because only the spiritually alive will be able to know the voice which calls them. O you that are already spiritually alive, precursors of the Christ and his second coming, antithesis of the precursors of the Antichrist, who in his name, carry out the work preparatory to desolation, prepare the ways for me by your holocaust. The precursors of the Son of Satan are robed in human dignity, the precursors of the Son of God have the same crown as their king, and their throne and teaching chair are the cross and pain. But, as always, and especially in the hour in which pain had to overcome sin, it is always pain that saves, it is always sacrifice that redeems. And now the world, to be redeemed, needs not so much to be covered with ears of grain, as with heroic souls, victims of charity.